I think we have to have milestones before we get there, but absolutely.
Thank you.
Would you both be willing to attend these meetings on a monthly basis? Okay.
Grace?
Every month?
Grace?
Yeah, would you come and join
Stephen, you're out of order. Fred. Grace?
No. I'll answer Fred.
I'll answer a question.
Okay. First, Anjo, it was very happy with your report. Thank you. I was struck by the honesty of it. It was straightforward. It didn't try to puff things up or make them look better than they are. It's just an honest report, and it was very comprehensive. I appreciate that very much. And Kevin, welcome. I am very happy to have you here.
Very moving. It told me some things that I did not know, and I learned about the station through that report. So it was very helpful to me.
Yeah, very excellent report. I have two suggestions. They're very specific. The first thing is, years ago, in 2009, all of the stations subscribed to the Arbitrons. What we found at that time was that the online and download archive shows, the online listenership and the shows that were downloaded and listened to, in different times than they're aired, directly correlated to the Arbitrons at that time. Now, the Arbitrons were more helpful then because, for instance, KPFK had at least double the listenership it does now. So the sample size was larger. However, I think that the metric of our online listenership and download listenership should be taken into consideration. Now, Otis McClay, who is a tech person who works for the national office, keeps a website called stats.pacifica.org. All of the online listenership is staticized on that website except for KPFK's. I would hope that you will get Ali Lexa, our webmaster, to give Otis those statistics, because with the Nielsen's, which we're subscribing to, and in addition with that other metric, which can show us more about our download listenership and online listenership, I think that would give our program director some tools. The other thing that I want to suggest is I hear radio interviews all the time on other radio stations. The sound quality of our radio interviewing or radio, telephone interviews. I hear telephone interviews at other stations. The sound quality of our telephone interviews is subpar. It should be fixed. It's just not acceptable. And if there's going to be...
Part of the problem is we really should not take phone calls off cell phones. It should be landlines.
And that's a best practice.
Yeah. So, again, systems, understanding, preparation, how to set these things up. You know, if we can use ISDNs or T1 lines or whatever it is to facilitate these kind of calls, that's a part of programming operations.
Yeah.
So we have to look at everything. But we have to teach our people and make sure that they understand what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
I'm not for live phone calls. Anything can happen. I'm surprised we take them.
I don't mean call-in shows. I'm not talking about call-in shows per se. I'm talking about hosts who pre-schedule a guest, the known guest, and conduct an interview where the parity of the sound, the volume, is not consistent between the host and the guest, unacceptable. Where the phone-in guest is not audible, is muffled, is scratchy, it's unacceptable. The sound quality of our phone interviews, some of it is acceptable, but some of it is just simply not acceptable. So I hope that will be remedied.
Well,
okay. Not right away.
Yeah, that's definitely a best practice. I think as we set the bar of excellence and folks are supported in reaching that bar of excellence, you know, our programming, the quality of our programming will hopefully elevate. And those that, you know, don't want to reach for that bar of excellence, we'll have to have that conversation.
Keep doing what you're doing. That's my suggestion.
Thank you.
You're up.
Hello. Hey. My name is Xingyi Bird. Welcome you aboard.
Can you see her? Can you come this way so she can then view the people she's addressing? Come the other way.
Please don't direct me.
Come the other side. Thank you.
Please don't.
You should know that.
Hey.
She has a very low
voice. Thank you, Fred, for recording this,
by
the way. We really appreciate it.
Okay, so my question is, for expanding listeners' engagement, would you consider working more in depth with community organizers, updating us their expertise on people's issues, such as homelessness, housing crisis, universal health care, immigration and refugees, eco-friendly technology development, human rights, including indigenous, women, and LGBTQ communities, and political prisoners, and so on?
Isn't that our mission?
I didn't feel like listening to all the programs so far, I haven't feel like we have a very strong voice dedicating to community organizers.
Well, we're the facilitators. The community organizers are out there on the front line. So we have to do outreach and have to bring them in and facilitate and help them get their message out. We don't create the message. We facilitate it. So, yes, absolutely.
I haven't had the opportunity to brief them on a number of things happening at the station, but we are in the process of developing a program that will spotlight community organizations. That we're probably looking at. We're going to have a taste of it during the holidays at the end of the year, and look at where we're going to put it on the schedule, probably sometime after the February fund drive. But I feel it's necessary for KPFK to best serve the community. One of the best ways for KPFK to best serve the communities is through community organizations. What do community organizations need? They need more awareness of their services and goods that they have for the underserved. And I think we're in a position to work with folks to help them have that awareness. So that is definitely on the agenda. I didn't have a chance to brief Kevin on this.
But I'm in total agreement. And you don't need a one-hour show in order to do that.
Yeah.
We can disseminate information much better than what we do right now. We don't promote ourselves.
That's for sure. Yeah. Never.
All right.
Thank you, Anil. Thank you, Kevin. Rob.
Anil, how you doing?
Hey, Rob.
Good to see you again. And Kevin, welcome here.
Hello, sir. Thank you.
You mentioned quite a few number of times to let the community know what we're about. The station's been up here for over 60 years, and the community still don't know what we're about. So I would think my question would that need to be changed or upgraded or whatever, you know, if we're going to get out here and let people know what we're about. You can have all the great programming, which we already, you know, you have some good, great programming, and you're still looking for listeners. There's a saying that goes, putting new wine in old wine bottles. So, what, you know, that is something that maybe they need to be addressed. If all of these years the community don't know what we're about, well, maybe we need to find out what we're about and find out and let them know what we're about.
Thank you.
That's legitimate. You know, we have to, if I asked everybody in the room, what is our mission, I might get 20 different answers.
I don't think so. Not from
I might. I certainly know if I properly brought that question to the host of the shows, I may get 20 different answers. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And it's okay because they don't know. what we should all be about. They're about what they do.
Right.
So what I want to do, we want to make sure that we're all in sync on, is that they do understand, that we all get on the same page. So we know what our mission is. We know what our goals are on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So what we're trying to accomplish, we're on task for. And once you do that, and once we start to present that on air, I think you're going to start to see a difference in how you listen to the station and how you enjoy the station. Because frequency and consistency are something you look forward to. You know what you're going to get. If you don't know what you're going to get, it's hard to buy into that and to make a commitment to that. So I think that what I want to bring as your program director is the consistency and the quality that's going to make you want to listen longer. If I can do that, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Thank you, Kevin.
Lisa, you're up.
Yes. My question is, I'm activist. I'm not just coming here. I'm in different corner of the city. Listen to the people. For example, you know, people, they donate their car, you know, to the station. How we are going to do that? Some of the people on different corner, they express themselves, they are sick and tired of Ion Master all the time. Ion Master 5 hours. Let's change it, you know. They love to hear some other programming, you know.
Other voices, other opinions.
You know, why the Spanish programming has to be, you know, after 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. We should change it. Few years ago, the Spanish programmer, they had different event in different parts. They came up with $1,700. Let's try that, please. We could, you know, outreach committee, we could help you. We could come with, you know, every Friday we are on the corner of Sunset Echo Park. You know, we donate a lot of things to people. And Echo Park are willing to, you know, produce any DVD you have, you know, without charging anything.
Okay.
Public comment.
That's right.
Can I make one comment before public comment? Very brief.
And the comment that you were going to make earlier that you wanted to make in response to Grace.
Oh,
you
could use.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
This is very brief. I want to ask each and every one of you board members, I want to ask as a board, as a united board, can you write a thank you letter that I can use to give to our donors for the end of the year?
Absolutely. No, we can't because a lot of us are candidates. We can't have any air time.
Not to be on the air, but a letter saying from the board of direct, the local station board, we want to thank you for your support, you know, and et cetera, et cetera. Just a thank you letter.
Do you want to send that to
not, we'll use that to draft. Not as an individual, but as a...
As a group?
Not as an individual, but as a whole board. I don't...
Right. As a board without individual...
Without individual signatures. Oh, yes. Great. That's what I mean.
Good idea. Great idea. Jamie so Morgan.
Get a lot of different versions and you'll shrink that down.
I'll leave it to Jamie's the chair.
Thank you, Aniel. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate your coming out to visit with us this week, and we are now getting ready for public comment. If we can have our public please line up for public comment.
Because
Bella, public comments, other
people have spoken very important things regarding program. Bella?
Okay. Will you announce
the rule book? Okay.
Yes, I'm going to.
Okay. I have it right here. I have two things I want to say that I basically said before you guys came, but there's specifically...
Let me hand
okay. There are two copies. You actually, Kevin, you mentioned this already. For the last year or so, I've been thinking about something that's really missing in the programming, and that is what you were talking about in terms of local things. I've actually gone so far as to talk to some people and reached out to people who might be rotating hosts for such a show, and I've written it up I'm happy to help coordinate it. I'm involved politically in a lot of different areas locally, and I really feel strongly this is something that needs to be on the program as a daily, as a weekly show. The other thing, Anyel, is as great as this report is, and I think it's wonderful and beautifully presented, I feel it's missing an important part, and that is that you can't really see how the station is doing from a financial point of view without the other side. And I see no expenses and no P&L and no balance sheet, and I find it I've been financial director for a lot of nonprofits in town my whole career. I find it really disturbing, and I can't get a picture of where we are at all. And one of the issues for me is, and I don't even know, I have not been able to actually get answers, so I don't know how much management control you have over the money that comes in, because I understand that the payroll is done by National, which I find, I don't think I even have a word for it.
The payroll is not done by National.
The payroll
For KPFK?
For KPFK.
It's processed by National.
Why?
But it's done
but
locally.
We all go through one.
Why?
Because all of the payroll checks are issued from one.
Why?
You gotta ask them.
Okay,
I find that
KPFK doesn't have management of their own funds disturbing, and that you can't have a picture of where you are financially without a balance sheet and expenses. That's all.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, words of my heart. Okay.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Paul Roberson. I'm actually a candidate. You have mentioned, oh, welcome. You have mentioned donor relations, and I think that's really important to foster a relationship with the communities that we serve. I actually did a donation to run for the $25, and when I make payments, I like to get a receipt or like a record of a transaction, and that simple thing was a big issue. Like, as a matter of fact, when I called in to make my payment, like, they didn't even ask for an email or a phone number. And I just feel like just a follow-up, you know, that's the type of thing that fosters community. And that's a built-in relationship that you could send a text message or an email or, like you said, with the Amazon or the Netflix type of apparatus, you know, that's a kind of a low-cost way to do a fundraiser in the future, you know, because it's already there as opposed to having to do a continuous fundraiser on the radio, which can potentially turn off a listener because as opposed to having progressive conversation, they're asking for money. So I just wanted to kind of repeat that and reiterate the importance of the relations, if that's legitimate or something that you're really trying to do, that you use that because you already have it, you know, and that you have those volunteers always get a phone number and an email and then use that contact list to, you know, follow up. You know, like my church even does that. You know, whether it's a birthday, they'll send a little card, happy birthday from Bishop Blake. And that makes me want to, you know, makes me feel like I'm a part of that community. So just kind of like a word to the wise, you know. So,
I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
The new system
will help us.
Welcome, Kevin. And I hope that your arrival at KPFK will be of momentous progress. Okay. The station has become a home shopping network. When I go to the phone and I help out on the phone rooms, people call to buy a product. They have no clue about Pacifica. They don't know about the mission. So I tell them, I say, do you know the mission of KPFK? That's my first question. No, I don't know anything about it. We don't promote Pacifica. We never promote that the $25 is membership.
Right.
I mean, basic fundamentals are overlooked. And this is why people don't know who we are. Now, many years ago was spoken that we were in different communities. Somebody this morning spoke about having different parties in the different communities. There was no effort to that. It was done. And then, of course, we had a lot of marches. They were being covered. It was wonderful, and we could fundraise $1 million in about 2 weeks. Now you tell me what that takes. That takes community. And I hear you, Aniel, speaking of the donors. I mean, I'm concerned about donors like Fernando, because are we talking about the heavy pocket donors, or are we talking about the 25 donors? Are we trying to build for the many, or are we building, continue to build, and maintain the status quo for the few? That's the big question, right? In order to get to the programming that we need. Then strip programming. How dare you give 5 fucking hours to one person on air and devoid diversity of opinion, diversity of analysis from a global perspective? Huh? You think that's good radio? I don't think so. I don't think so. And when I was on the phone, and when I'm on the phone often, excuse me, when I'm on the phone often, and I happen to be, and I just happen to be there when a person like Ian Masters is on, I get phone calls. And you know, it's embarrassing to me. I said, sir, I fully agree with you, but you know, that's the way the programming is. And they go on and on and on, and they will not donate. Okay, but it's not just Ian Masters. It's strip programming, that we need diversity. All the local programming was taken out years ago. Call-in shows, where I could call in and say, hey, this is how I feel about that issue. Somebody else would call, hey, I like what that person said. You're building community. All the call-in programs were taken off the air. Only one person now, I think, once in a while. The our colleague here, Bertsing, Singler, mentioned community activists. The stupid phone. The community activity that goes on does not come to KPFK. It does not come to KPFK. Many organizations, community organizations, were involved with KPFK. You could go to the station any day, and there were organizations talking about this, doing that, how are we going to do this. It was fun. But again, it's going to take a while. Okay, let's talk to the GM. GM, the MEMSIS program and the lists that are kept by Terry Guy in the subscription department, and the list that is kept of the volunteers by Alan Minsky. These are two unreliable situations. This is why we can never get balance sheet. This is why our numbers are never correct. I worked on the 2014 audit. I could not reconcile the cash coming in. I couldn't. So how are you going to have financials? How can you? Okay, and so I'm running as a candidate again. And if these volunteer, I volunteer again at the station. There were no dates on those sheets when I signed in. I said to Terry Guy, was sitting there taking the phone, Terry, what is this? No dates on these sheets? Oh, don't worry about it. I'll make sure that yesterday and today are dated. And he laughed. And that's a laughing matter. Something so important. Our volunteer list must be reliable. Our subscribership must be reliable. And I need to be told 24 hours a day that if I give $25 to the station, I'm going to be a part owner. I have to buy into the value that I will be part of management. That's the value that we have to sell on air. And every programmer that has been taken air on the station has to be made responsible for that. And the elections right now are never talked about on air. And this is part of our governance. Thank you.
Thank you for your impassioned input, Bella.
Thank you.
Hi there.
I'm sorry, there are two events.
Go ahead. Thank you. I'm Steve Shapiro. I spoke early before you guys were here, so I thought I'd come up and
I saw your email.
You saw my email?
Yeah, let's talk.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Actually, one other thing before that, or I might have mentioned, but a long time ago, back in the days when people did hard copy, there was a hard copy newsletter that was sent out monthly. Nowadays, everybody does, email marketing with newsletters, and we should be doing it. We should use MailChimp or one of those things. Use our mailing list and, you know, spend the day and send out what's going on this month, use it for fund drives, that kind of stuff. The other thing, and I'll say it real quick, is look at different ways of doing fundraising. Use, you know, what I specified here was do it more like look at specific today's Women's Day, today, you know, tomorrow's Latin America Day, whatever, and focus on that. I also, you know, heard up at KPFA, they had a whole day of jazz. If you did a whole day of jazz and as a fundraiser thing, you'd have people tuning in to listen. So make the fund drives fun.
I think those were some common sense suggestions. Yes?
Okay. So I'm going to make some responses to what I heard. And, God, I feel like Congress. I'm speaking to an empty room. but I'm going to write up this stuff for the people who aren't here. The problem with your elections, Jan, and Grace, there she is that you've done it all in secret. There's right. nothing... Don't respond to me, Jan. It's all been done in secret. We can only, you know, pretend to believe that you actually have been advocating one way or the other in closed session, because it should all be done in public. Period. End of story. And the slate mail that Grace says, oh, it didn't come back with any returns last year, so our lists are all great. They went out after the lists were cleaned up. That's why you got no returns. The NES determined that they could not go out because they were a mess. I mean, what part of that even makes sense, Grace, that you would say that? And of course, you know, you type the bylaws whenever it's convenient, but they also had to be hired, started last March. I don't even know what to say. The loan is not in default until a judge says so. That's awesome gaslighting. Gaslighting. It's like George Bush, who said, you can fool some of the people all of the time, and that's my audience. Okay, now I'm really going to say what's important here. There is a plan out of Berkeley on how to break up the network, privatize the stations. It sounds very much like the plan that Ken Aaron told Summer Reese a couple of months ago. That's why there's no national office. That's why there's no CFO. That's why there's no financial. Because there's no plan to keep the network together. La, la, la. Just like the loan is not a real estate loan, Grace, it's not collateralized by real estate. It's collateralized by every single thing Pacifica owns, every single asset,
including
the archives, including everything in the building, including all the intellectual property. It's not just real estate. And the fact that you keep saying that is gaslighting.
Good point.
You're just going to try and create another shock doctrine. Oh, we couldn't do anything about Empire because, well, we didn't do anything until it was too late. And that's what's going to happen with this loan. I listened to those strategic committee meetings. They're a joke, Jan. You're not talking about the loan, how to pay it back. You're bickering over programming. It's the height of irresponsibility, what these meetings are doing, and it's embarrassing. But, you know, at some point when there's problems, you're just going to say, oh, we have an emergency, and we have to sell an asset, and we're going to break up the network. That seems to be the way it's going to go, because there's no other way to look at what you're doing and not say this is the plan. And as I said, it's already come out of Berkeley in writing. It's not just a fantasy anymore. It's in writing. You can read it. And it sounds just like what Ken told Summer. Exact same thing. You can laugh all you want, but it's not so funny. It's actually very pathetic. And I'm going to write up about this budget because it's a really bad budget. It's just nobody's read it to Barry. Nobody's even looked at it. The numbers don't even make sense. And the people that approved it should be ashamed of themselves, and the people that didn't approve it are just as bad because they have no idea why they're not approving it other than, well, the other guys approved it. Welcome, Kevin. I hope you're familiar with FCC rules, and because I'm really sick of hearing FCC violations on our airwaves.
I don't want them on our airwaves either.
Okay, well, I hope after years of hearing them that somebody's going to pay attention to that. There's one more thing I was going to say to you, but I don't remember. Maybe I'll remember, and or I'll put it in writing.
Yeah, I'm being very quick.
Thank you. Hold on, Kim. Yeah, if you could forward us that Berkeley breakup.
I don't know that I want to promote it.
I'd love to read about it.
I'm sure you would, but I'll have to think about it.
We can send it to you.
Okay, thank you.
And we're really outraged by it. The only reason...
Okay.
The only reason
time.
I'm... Bella's
got one more
comment,
please.
Fighting.
Public comment. Thank you. I wanted to mention that right now at 3 o'clock at the First Unitarian Church on 8th Street, there is an important event. Is Capitalism is Killing Us? Community Forum on Eco-Socialist Solutions to a Warming World. And there will be a very interesting, distinguished panel that will be speaking on the subjects. And that starts at 3. 3 to 7, or maybe we'll go at 3. You are familiar with this fundraiser for the station, Anil. It will be the Zumbathon. Okay. Now, then it needs to be promoted. This is a fundraiser for the station and creating Community Bridge.
Done.
So, okay, this will be Saturday, December 8th, 1 to 3 p.m. It will be at the Church of the Epiphany, which is a very common church. And that's at 2808 Altura Way, Los Angeles, 90011. In other words, this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm bringing my mom, too, and she just turned 89. Not that she'll dance, but it should be fun, and it's the kind of activity that we want to promote and get involved with, because that's how we meet different people in the community, okay?
Thank you very much.
I will entertain. That's it for public comments. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Are there any? Is there anyone opposed to adjourning? Hearing no opposition, we are hereby adjourned.